Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Until that midnight
ride. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha, on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there was a lot of it made over the weekend. I'm going to start with a Republican whom I think highly of, Kathy Bernier, state senator from the Chippewa County area, has announced that she will not seek re-election. That is a sad day for Wisconsin. It's a sad day for the Republican Party. Kathy Bernier is a conservative Republican, except for one thing. She does not knuckle under Donald Trump, and she does not knuckle under to Robin Voss. She's an influential member of the state Senate, but she stood up to Voss, who didn't stand up to Trump, and she said it was time for Gableman, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Lurch, Frankenstein, lurking around the state, trying to scare clerks, trying to open up the 2020 election. She stood up to him. She said, it's time for Gableman to wind it down, stop it. Time to look to the future. She was attacked by Trump. She was attacked by Republicans. Gableman went to a Republican Party meeting in Chippewa County last month, denounced her, said that it was important for the thing to go forward, his scam, his cyber ninja. It was important. He said, I'll be spending more money. I'll be spending more money. He's already spending plenty of money, plenty of taxpayer money. He was originally supposed to get 44 grand total capped and about 3,500 apiece for four retired police officers. And they were going to go around the state, try to strike a little fear into election clerks who ran a flawless election, just as they always have in the past in Wisconsin. Then he and Voss got together and suddenly it mushroomed into 676 grand. With Gableman getting 11 grand a month and his staff getting 20,500 a month, a total of 31,500. And a data consultant getting over $300,000 to what, quote, consult on data, end quote. Well, we already have professionals at the state doing that. They did a superb job. There were several recounts. Donald Trump paid for recounts in only three counties. He didn't want to recount Waukesha County, Ozaukee County, Washington County, Green Lake, any county he carried, he didn't want to recount. And the recount in Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown County showed that Biden got hundreds of votes more than had been allocated to Biden in the first place. And now these clowns are spending our money, your money, my money, taxpayer money, and more data consultants to do what? To go through the motions to satisfy Trump. So Kathy Bernier stood up to these people. But apparently, she, you know, by the way, she'd been a clerk up there, an elections clerk, among other things. She was a clerk. She was in charge of elections, I think, for 15 years, quite a few years. She's a very honest person. And she said, what they're saying is a lie. I know these people, largely women, but not entirely. They are very honest. They're as honest as you and I are, and they run fair elections. What Gableman is doing is lying. Voss is lying. Trump is lying. But given the state of the Republican Party in primaries today, that wasn't good enough. And seeing the handwriting on the wall, that there are a number of people in the Republican constituency in primaries who will turn out, vote for anybody that Trump endorses and no one he doesn't endorse. They will, in effect, eliminate their own right to vote, just like happened in Algeria more than 10 years ago. Algeria's Islamic State, they had elections. A ballot proposition was put on, resolved that you won't be able to vote anymore. It passed. It passed. Because with all the advertising and everything, and they try to make it a religious thing, but in any event, the people of Algeria voted to get rid of their right to vote in the future. We needed Kathy Bernier. No Democrat apparently was going to win in Chippewa County against her. And she has integrity. She said, well, we're going to concentrate on the next election. This didn't work this time. Okay. If the dogs won't eat the dog food, you get different dog food. She didn't say that, but that's exactly what she was getting at. But now she's not running for re-election. That means a Republican hack will run, endorsed by Trump, endorsed by Voss, Voss subservient to Trump, servile to Trump. And we will have yet another conspiracy theorist up in Chippewa County. And Chippewa County is a good county. Spent a decent amount of time in Chippewa County. And the people in Chippewa County are good folks. And I don't know if they truly appreciate what they're losing in Kathy Bernier. And I don't know what they, if they appreciate what they're doing in voting for folks in the Republican Party who will run crooked elections if they get the chance. So far, they haven't gotten the chance because of Evers' veto, Governor Evers' veto. But if Rebecca Clayfish ever got in, the Duchess of Foxconn, the pom-pom girl, the cheerleader for Foxconn in the Walker administration, along with Walker, turn over, well, sign a contract saying you're going to pay more than $4 billion to a Chinese company to insulate them against and insure them against any risk, but they get the profit because they're going to create 13,000 jobs at $53,000 a year, make large screen TVs, and they've never made anything and they haven't done anything like that. If the Duchess of Foxconn ever gets in there, Duchess of Foxconn will not veto this crooked legislation to rig the vote. Voss is feeling the heat. He's feeling the heat on Kathy Bernier's exit from the race, and he's also feeling the heat on statements like I just made, and other people have made them maybe less forcefully, but the same thing. So he went and gave an interview, and he goes, an AP interview. He denies that he has any desire to take over the elections in 2024. And he looked piously into the camera, and he said, I have no intention of taking over the elections in 2024. He's skilled at lying. He didn't bat an eye. Ron Johnson, of course, said 6 years ago, I have no intention of running for a third term. Vladimir Putin said when he took over the government in Russia 20 years ago, when there were bombings of apartment buildings in Moscow, Russia, they blamed it on Chechenian Islamic rebels, and they rounded up the usual suspects and executed them. Putin said, just elect me, I'll only serve one or two terms and clean this up and turn it over. Turned out he bombed the buildings. Chechenians didn't do it. He had his own thugs do it, bomb buildings in Moscow and kill people from Moscow. And the minute he got in, he passed legislation that says he can be president till 2036. From the year 2000 to 2036. 2036. Look, Voss is the same way, birds of a feather. I have no intention of taking over the elections in 2024. Honest engine, cross my heart and hope to die, hope to die, hope to die. He also said, he also denied that he would get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, that he will disband the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The Wisconsin Elections Commission took the place of the Government Accountability Board, which had been independent judges, and they, the Election Commission now is three Democrats, three Republicans. I won't get rid of that. I won't get rid of that. He said that 2 days ago. But then yesterday, believe it or not, Sunday, on Upfront, terrific show by WISN-TV Channel 12 in Milwaukee, he was interviewed and asked, you may not want to disband them, but will you prosecute them for felonies? And you know what he said? This is the weasel. Here's what the weasel said. The weasel said, well, I'm not a lawyer, but if they broke the law, they should sure be prosecuted for felonies. In other words, 2 days ago, I won't disband the Election Commission. Yesterday, Sunday, but I may prosecute them for felonies. For what? For mailing ballots to old folks because COVID wouldn't let people in to hand them the ballots, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld it, and 6-0 it passed. We are in the slow process of a fascist takeover. The Republican Party has already been taken over. Going to a break, the lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.